Hey, this is Britt down in Hodges, and we just want to let you know that we are your Pink Out headquarters right here in Marion. We've got pink socks, mouth guards, under eye stickers, you name it, and we are ready. And don't forget, you can show your Rocket Pride in a new spirit jersey with either black or white with a great big blue rocket on the back. Archery season is in full swing, and we've got everything you need to bag the big buck.
Well, Coach Darnes, this is week three and coming to have it. Three straight wins. Rockets go down to McLean County first road game and win 31-8. After a little bit of a sputter at the beginning, you just kick their tails.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to credit the coordinators for preparing them to play. You know, it's just a situation where I really don't think that we really got into a click and things just weren't going right early. You know, I don't have an answer for it. I know McLean's a tough place to play, but we just weren't in sync, and we just couldn't get things going. And then, you know, right off the bat, we give them a short field, right, give them the ball, and they score. And we joked with the coaches and said, you know, we'll just make sure that you put 8 points on the board before we even start, so we can go ahead and play football. And it seemed like that's the last 2 weeks, that's what's happened. And after we gave them a score, then we kind of settled down a little bit. But it was just one of those nights that just weren't flowing, and we just weren't clicking. But you have games like that, and we're fortunate that we were able to come out with a win and really perform well, because we had some kids that really played well. You know, I thought Nick Castiller and Dylan Hollis, they had good games and played well. And then you had Fitzgerald that I thought played a great game. And you know, and then I think one of the big difference was when our corners started playing the outside runs and coming up and making the plays. And I think going from when Coach Wheeler switched from a cover three to cover two to put support out there, I think that made a difference.
We have Coach Wheeler here today, a defensive coordinator, and offensive coordinator Sean Thompson. Labor Day, so we got a little extra time. Coach Wheeler, let's talk about the defense there in the very beginning. They got around the end on us there, a couple of plays and scored a touchdown, but then that was it.
Yeah, like Coach Sarn said,
made the adjustment.
Yeah, and all the fans say it seems like we get busted in the mouth one time before we realize we need to play football, and then after that we made some adjustments. And you know, first play, the corner came up on the inside, came to the outside, and same thing with the second play when they scored. So, you know, after that, the corners played very well, forced everything back inside, made a lot of tackles for losses.
And Jacob Russellberg, one of your corners, he's new to the starting lineup, but he's not new to the team. But this is his first chance. He started every game, and he really kind of grew up in this game, I thought. Got an interception and made a couple of really nice plays coming off blocks on the ends. And
yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, first play he kind of made a mistake, and then after that he really stepped up, and we just thought he really matured as a man that night, because he normally is so competitive, he gets down on himself, and, you know, he manned up to it, said it's his fault, it wouldn't happen again, and it didn't. And, you know, then after that he just came up, pinned his ears back, kept going, and yeah, I think he might have one or two missed tackles after that, but they were because being very aggressive.
And because of that, you know, he was co-defensive player of the game this week, so... You know, we're proud of Russellberg for the way that he came back after that first play.
And who have you selected as the other defensive
player? Dylan Hollis, solid player, you know, both offense and defense, and just his motor continues to run, and love to watch that kid play.
You know, the defense this year, something we've noticed statistically, is really you've prohibited other teams from moving the chains, and, of course, that makes a big difference. This is the third straight week you've held the opposing team to fewer than 10 first downs, and a lot of those are coming late in the game, you know, when you've subbed quite a bit. In the first halves, you know, you're averaging like 3 first downs allowing. That's pretty strong.
So, yeah, you know, it's not bad. I think you have to look at your level of competition as well, and we're going to be challenged this week, and we're really going to have to find out where we are and work on some techniques and get the job done with a team that I think is a very good, solid football team in Caldwell. You know, and I'm not taking anything away from the other teams, because I think McLean was a good football team. I think what they did present us some problems, but I think that we made the adjustments and played well.
Coach Wheeler, who else on defense really stuck out for you in this game?
Well, it seemed like, you know, of course, the typical Travis McKinney. He always does a great job. Hopper just his motor never, ever stops running. And then I thought who really played well and made some really good adjustments was Travis Fitzgerald at end and Adam Beavers. You know, they'd be backside of the play, and they'd still get in there and get some tackling points. And, you know, overall, I just thought it was a great team effort from the defense. It was very hard to break the film down because there's 10, 11 guys at the ball every time, so it's hard to figure out who's actually getting in there and making all the tackles.
You know, and I thought Jesse Bell came in a corner and made some plays when they were trying to run wide and play some good technique, and that was good to see as well.
Yeah. Offensively, Coach Thompson, give us a little synopsis of your week. It's another good week, more than 300 yards total offense. That's the third straight week. Last time we had three straight weeks of 300-plus was way back in 2009, I believe it was. So,
yeah, we came out early, and it seemed like they might have stuck us, you know, came at us hard early, but we came back and we executed well. We're led by Nick Casteller. He's a leader on the field. He's becoming more of a vocal leader, which is outside of himself. He's not really a vocal guy, and he's starting to lead vocally and with his play on the field. Dylan Hollis, he always steps in, make big plays for us. And our offensive line, they're recreating the line of scrimmage, and they're moving people.
Nick Casteller, he's almost unassuming eighth on the all-time passing list. Of course, we're not traditionally a passing team, but that's a pretty great accomplishment when you consider this is just his second year to start, and we're three games in, and he's really I would almost classify him a runner first.
Yeah, and you know, he'll say he's a runner first, and he'll tell you that he runs the ball well, and he knew that he had that skill. And he worked hard this summer in passing and being accurate. And that's what separates him, I think, from others, is because of his hard work, his knowledge of the game, his passion for it. And, you know, he's one that his motor's always going. He's always thinking. He comes over to sideline. He's a coach on the field, and that's what you want to have. And he comes over and he tells us what he saw, what he did wrong, and understands it. And you know, he's just one that is great to have on the field and play. But, you know, I'll tell you another one that I was proud of Friday night, and that's Dakota Kerner at center. And he came in for Shelby Robinson and did a good job. I mean, really did a good job. And he's one that we expected him to be able to play this year as a junior. And for him to go out and do it against a kid who I thought was a solid nose guard.
The nose guard was pretty quick.
Really quick, and you know, I thought he did a good job. He's got to work on his mechanics a little bit, but to play a whole game like that, I thought he did an outstanding job. In a shotgun scenario, you know, it's not just going under center, but we shotgun 90% of the time, so maybe even more than that, and he did a good job of that.
Coach Thompson, you got your quarterback who rushed for 100 yards and threw for 201, but then your running backs are catching a ball out of the backfield too. That's a great weapon this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's taking what the defense gives us, and we got to be able to do that every week. Hollis has proven he can break the big one and get those guys out in front of him blocking, so that's been big for us.
Yeah, nice 90-yard touchdown run. That's one of the longest, I think it's the seventh, about the third longest in school history for a 90-yard touchdown run.
And yeah, he put his jets on, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he had to use a forearm or two, didn't he, too, to kind of break three down there.
It's nice to see the linemen out there in front of him on those screens, though.
Yeah, nice play, and they kind of broke their backs, I thought, from there, set the tone. And from there, you guys just controlled the tempo of the game, and it was pretty obvious, 22-8, I think, at that point. Then they never got a sniff again, really.
No, they tried to kick a couple field goals, and that's about as close as they got. But we felt like that did too. That was the one that broke their back, and you know, they were playing hard. I'm gonna tell you what, I have a lot of respect for Zach Wagner and what he's done over there, and those kids, they weren't as big and physical as what you know you see other teams. But, man, they play hard, and that's all you can ask for from a group of kids, and I really respect that program over there.
Yeah, they came out of the shoot and kind of with an onside kick. And then
well, I mean, it wasn't an onside kick. It's a missed kick. You know, we worked on it all week. We had it set up for them because that's all they did was squib, and so because they couldn't kick it deep. And so we had our setup to where we knew they were going to squib kick, and he just missed the ball. And it just so happened to go on that side. But we have to make sure that we understand that we don't go anywhere until we know the ball's kicked past us. And that's what happened. We were out of position. And that's okay. It happens that way. We have linemen up front, and they don't handle the ball all the time. So, you know, it happens. If we knew it was going to be an onside kick right off the bat, we put our hands team in there. But that's always hindsight. And it really wasn't an onside kick. It was just a missed kick. And then the first two plays, I think, on defense, we just had people out of position, and we corrected from that point. But it's really obvious to me that I'm looking at your stats afterwards, and I'm thinking, you know, that's all we had was 320-something yards offense, you know, and it's like that our expectation now is that we should have 400, 500 yards offense. So, and that's what we want to have. We want to have that high expectation and not settle for 320 yards. We want to get better and continue to improve. And this week, it's going to be a big test for us, so we have to see if we can.
Of course, Caldwell County this week, they're 2-1. We'll talk about them on Thursday. Back to this game, the players of the week on offense this week, who were they? Who'd
you select? Well, I mean, Nick Castillo, obviously, you know, but that's not to say that Dylan Hollis shouldn't have a look at it as well, because his performance is phenomenal as well. You know, as others, I mean, you have Tyler Coleman that made a spectacular one-handed catch. And
he's still batting 1,000.
And he's still batting 1,000. And we just have to improve all the way around and in order to get better. And we just don't want to be satisfied with what we have. We have a simple goal that we want, that I have for this program, and I want to see it go that way and continue to do that and get better every week.
The lineman of the week is Travis Fitzgerald. He's almost a shoe-in at that award.
Well, you know, I think Devin Hopper has a chance each week because he plays defense and he plays with a motor that never stops. And I think Travis McKinney, he also has a chance each week to do that because, you know, he's an outstanding player both offense and defense. So I think Travis Fitzgerald and Travis McKinney really battle it out every week. But that's not to say that Austin McKinney's not getting better and Gary McConnell's not getting better. And then now we have DK.
And Will Perkins, your second-team kicker now, and he's backing up Dylan Hicks, who's still out for at least another week. And now Will Perkins did another good job booting the ball.
You know, I mean, his is a story that I think is great because he's never played football before. Played soccer. This is the first year that he came in. In a football program and has really worked hard. And we have to credit Greg Holloman, who is Micah Holloman's kicking coach. And Greg Holloman, we had to pull him out of the attic now and wipe the cobwebs off of him. And he's out here now helping Will Perkins. And he's our kicking coach again. And so he's helping him. And he helped them all last week. And, you know, Will did a great job. I mean, he was perfect in the PATs. I think we had four or five PATs, had two PATs. No, so, anyway, I don't know. Whatever we kicked, he got. So, you know, I think it says a lot for him working hard at it and then putting them through. So, and one of them was a bad snap that we had to get 5 yards on. So, yeah. It's actually a field goal. That,
long deal.
Yeah.
But also in the running for special teams player of the week might have been Hopper. You bring him in. I think I heard that right. You call that your big bone? The
yep.
Big bone?
Big bone.
When he goes in as a fullback in the wishbone?
Yeah, he's a big bone. So
yeah.
we have a wishbone. It's a big package that we have in there that Coach Thompson put in. And it's just basically a short yardage offense. And, you know, we like to see those things. And Hopper was given an opportunity to give the ball. And luckily, he lowered his shoulders and got in there.
Bounced a time or two into the end zone is the way it looked from the sideline. I don't know. But I think we got a pretty good call on that one.
No, he was in. He was in. That was good.
All right, guys. Any other comments, Coach Wheeler?
No, sir.
Coach Thompson?
Good.
After a great win like that, no comments?
What's a tough one. Just got to keep on building off what we're building on.
Yeah. Got a big week, and I know you guys are in here on Labor Day, had practice this morning, and it's no day off on Caldwell Week.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, but we're going to be up for the challenge. We're going to be prepared for it. It's going to be big festivities with the rocket salute and tiger salute and honoring our military and our first responders. So, you know, it's a great event, you know, but you know, we're excited about it, looking forward to it, and have a great week of practice.
All right, well, good luck, guys, this week.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you.